Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, and of course. Thank you so much to Johan Els, and he's been keeping you company throughout, man. I've been listening to him while I was having a meeting here in the building since 3 o'clock, and I tell people that, I have to come after this man speaks, and you can imagine how he takes the listening so high. He takes it so high, you know, so one has to make sure that you come prepared and prayerful. Thank you, Johan. I really appreciate you. Now, it is Wednesday Live. We will be talking to Muruti Karabo Mraka, and there will be touching base quite a lot of people who are our special guests on the show. And, of course, also we will be opening up the line so that you can talk to us just as much as you can. And the Father do you good. May the Father do you graciously good. May He do you graciously good as you do so. The topics, you know, it's for the building of the body of the HaMashiach, the building of the body of the Messiah. And it's not about having a good show. It's about the Father being glorified at all times. Now, I was speaking to God's girl in Cape Town, Julia Mamaria Sfako, in Parliament there. And I said to her, you know, I want to surprise you. You know, because people like Julia, they're very shy. And but when she talks to people she's used to, you won't see the shyness. So I just want to expose the lack of shyness in Julia. And then that she link a song for us. Now, she doesn't know that I was going to do that, and that she linked a song for us. And this is how it went. This is how I came about the aspect of the song that I used to play all the time, you know, when I was with her here on Radio Pulpit. Check this out. This is how she talks.
Ray, I'm remembering that song that you used to like playing. It says, Ita tama, tama mi lanje ni aches. I just thought of it now and I was thinking about you. Back in the years when we were doing Thursday Live, you like playing that song.
Yeah. Julia, I'm going to do that.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Hey! Yeah. I don't know if Julia is surprised. You know, that conversation we had, you know, I had to play it, man. It sounded so funny and so nice. So I had to play it so that people should see what puts smiles on our minds and our faces, man. The conversations we have. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And this is happening throughout, up to the hour 8 o'clock. And, of course, this is your show, man. Send as many voice notes as you can about the topic at hand. And We will give you the topic. We will give you the topic. We will give you the topic. And you tell us how you feel about it. You know, tell us how you feel about it. And may the Father do you good as we learn together. I trust that we learn from each other. Let me welcome Muruti Muraka is on the line. Greetings to you, Murutuaka. Good to have you, sir.
Greetings, my brother. And greetings to Muruti Kabamba, as well as the special guest, and also every listener of Radio Pulpit, we greet in the mighty name of the Messiah, the anointed one of Elohim, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you for welcoming us onto the program once more, Brother A.
Are you well, sir?
I am very well because of the grace of God. Mm. And you?
I'm very well. I'm very well, Muruti man. I'm very well. Can't complain. Really, I can't complain. I'm very well. And I thank the Father for his grace, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that each and every day one still walks. You know, the grace nje of walking. One still walks, and that is what really matters so much, you know.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. We also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba on the line. Muruti, greetings to you. Good to have you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us again tonight. And yes, greetings to you and to Muruti Muraka, and greetings to all the guests to be with us tonight, and all the participants. We are so blessed to be alive, and we thank the Almighty Father.
Are you well, sir?
Not complaining, everything's fine. We thank the Almighty.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that. And of course, also, we have complimentary guests that will be taking the show further with us. Sir Robert Mahampa will be gracing us today instead of Thursday, because Thursday Pastor Green is coming back, and we also have Maleta T. Oh, yeah, Tsatsi Sunshine. We also have her. We also have Julia Mamaria Sefako, the one that really sent in that voice note. People are sending messages and really happy about it. Godfrey, thank you so much. Godfrey is on also. Thank you so much. Godfrey has sent a message already about the topic that we will be handling. Send us your WhatsApps just as much as you can, and talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you. And of course, I want to say, amongst many things, you know, it is such an honor to be on the show with each and every one of us. So tonight we are talking about the Israel of Yahuwah, the Israel of Yahuwah. When we speak about the Israel of Yahuwah, what do we mean? And this is one teaching that I will be engaging Muruti Muraka left, right, and center. And we really engage each other so much. Please don't think that, today they are fighting. No, I'm just going to engage him. There are many questions that I wanted to ask him for many years because of some of the things he has said. And these are not bad things, but he has said some very important things that I feel that we had not given ourselves platform enough to speak about them. And because of that, I think we have, I've always kicked this topic under the carpet, just like the topic on the Sabbath. You know, I've continuously kicked it under the carpet because I want to engage so much with the servants of the Most High regarding this. So we are touching that. I trust that as we do so, the Father will just grace you amazingly. When we speak of Yasharal, Whom are we talking about? The Yasharal of the Most High, the ones who are known as the heritage of the King, the ones who carry the hope of glory amongst their names, Yehuda. I am so much graced that tonight we will be touching that. We will be talking about that. Right, and of course also Dr. Baratwa is also going to be gracing us so much today, and I'm looking forward to hearing from her. It is good that we have the supplementary guests as much as we can, if we can, you know, because these are very busy people building the nation. They are very busy. You'll realize that these guests are people who are very much engaged with community development. They're very busy with the nation. And they're not just sitting down, man. They're not just sitting down. They're very, very busy. So we will be looking into this issue. Who is Israel? And please don't tell me about the country in the Middle East. I want you to tell me about this nation. Who is Israel? And someone said to me, they are the ones carried in the bosom of Christ. They are known as the flock of Christ. In Isaiah 40 verses 11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. They are regarded as the ones that are carried in Christ's bosom. In Isaiah 41, it speaks of them as such. But also, it speaks of them in a variety of ways. It speaks of them as those people who abide in Christ. And in them abiding in Christ, he says this to them. He says, if ye abide in me and my words are in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. These are the ones who abide in Christ. Each and every time they are found in Christ, you will see that I quote no race, and I go on to speak with these very aspects of who these are. And it is spoken of them as the people who are within the purpose divine. You know, those whom the Elohim sees them as his choice of instruments. And then he says concerning them in Acts 26 verse 16, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister. These people are ministers and witnesses. You know, they are ministers and witnesses, both of the things which the Father has shown them and the things which will appear also. And we see them. We see them. They also speak of the things that will appear. And they speak of things that the Father is saying to them to caution us each and every time. Says, this is the Israel of the Elohim. Now, I'm just touching many, many. I'll come to the other aspects that people want me to touch. I don't know why the Father wants me to read these verses. Now, another one, these are the people who are known as believers. They are known as believers, the Israel of the Most High. They are known as believers. They are known as the ones who had become Christ's bodily temple. Not the earthly temple, but Christ's bodily temple. Those who have been given a new birth, not necessarily a physical birth. Those who have been washed with the water of life, and all these are in John chapter 3 verse 4 and John chapter 4 verse 5. It's amazing that these are also known as the people who partake in his body and drinking in his blood. In John chapter 6 verse 52, it's amazing. These are the people who are spoken of as the Israel of the Most High. And of course, also, the quite a lot with regards to this. I just want to touch some unusual references to them. Then I will come to the in colloquial verbatims of references to them. But these, as the spirit of the Father really brings across. Now, these are also known as the family of Yahuwah, the family of Yahuwah, his household, the family of Yahuwah, the church, the family of Yahuwah. These are also known as such, who are built by Christ himself, and have already spoken that they are the flock. But also, these are also regarded as the bride of Christ, and Christ being the bridegroom in John chapter 3, verses 29. They are referred to as such. And of course, also, we see them as the ones who are led by the Spirit of the Father, bringing forth fruit that will last. They bring forth fruit that will last. These are the ones who basically are above the devil. You know, even in the dark days, these are actually the army of the Most High. He does great exploits through them. But they are also known as worshippers of the Most High. In Judges 7, verses 15, these are the people who are worshippers of the Most High. They are spoken of as such. But also, it's people who have been taken away from the world, from worldliness. All agree that the world is riddled with sinful imitations, and that also the world has brought across what we call religious apostasy. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, it says, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved the present world, and is departed into Thessalonica, Christians and Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia." Now, it's those who know how the world is riddled with apostasies these days. But also, there are those who are found in the works of Christ. They are the workmanship, and also the workmanship of the Most High, but also are found in the works of Christ. And it's amazing that they are referred to as such, those who work. And again, these people are known as soul winners. They basically bear fruit, the fruit of righteousness, which is a tree of life. And also they are souls that win souls, you know, souls that are full of the wisdom of the Most High. These are the workers, the nation of the Father. They are known as such. All right, I'll get into others. But, you know, it's good that we also touch these ones. When we come back, let's get to it, the questions of the matter. When we speak of the true Israel of the Most High, who are we referring to?
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Moruti Muraka, you heard me, Ketswara Mola Lemola, Barikira Lapa Lapa. When we speak of this, the nation of the Most High, the Israel of the Most High, who are we referring to? What comes to mind, sir?
Yes. Thank you very much. I heard how you introduced the topic, and I thank God that the time has come to grapple with these matters, which are the matters of the Spirit. What comes to my mind is what God revealed to Paul. And I will start in Galatians chapter 6, where Paul is in winding up what he was speaking. He shows that those who are circumcised in the flesh, being what he calls in First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18, he calls them Israel according to the flesh, meaning those who are physically descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He says they are the circumcised in the flesh. And then he speaks also about some people who are not circumcised. Now, he is saying in verse 15 of Galatians chapter 6, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is strong for anything, but a fresh creation." Meaning, those who are according to the flesh, the stock of Israel, the members of the tribes of Israel, and those who are from other nations like ourselves, who are called uncircumcised or the uncircumcision, he says those things don't count. What counts is the fresh creation. Now, the fresh creation comes through Yeshua HaMashiach. In other words, you have the first creation, inclusive of the first human species, which was headed by Adam, and Jesus of Nazareth became the last Adam. But when he resurrected out of the defunct, he became the head of the fresh human species, and all the fresh creation follows him. Now, you have been describing his bride, which is those who are fresh because of Christ. Now, Paul, in verse 16, mentions those, and he says, "And as many as walk according to this rule or this canon," that is what he has already mentioned in verse 50, "let there be peace and mercy upon them." In other words, those who, although they may be uncircumcised, but they have put their trust on Yeshua HaMashiach, therefore, they've become the fresh creation. "Let there be peace and mercy upon them." And that is also upon the Israel of God. Now, the Israel of God is all those who, like Paul says in Philippians, and I want to go there to Philippians to just mention what he himself said about himself being already in the fresh creation. But he mentioned this, he explained this concerning his identity with the physical Israel. It is Philippians chapter 3, verse 5. He says, let me start from verse 2. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. In other words, those who cut. For we are the circumcision who do duty to God in the spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else opines he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Verse 5. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the Torah, a Pharisee or a Prushim. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Concerning the righteousness which is in the Torah, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these have counted loss because of Christ. Now, we are hearing that he describes himself according to the physical Israel, where he belongs in the physical Israel. But he shows that he still maintaining there is a certain canon. If you are physically of Israel, you are not of the Israel of God. You are not the true Israel until you have accepted Elohim's Messiah for Israel. Because Elohim's Messiah for Israel is the King of Israel. That's why he says, not all are Israel who are of Israel. Because it's only those who have accepted the Messiah being Israel, as in Romans chapter 9, verse 6. They are Israelites by nature, according to the flesh. But he says of them in verse 6 of Romans chapter 9. But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect. For they are not all Israel who are out of Israel. So, what you have been describing, my brother, is that portion of Israel which Paul in the very chapter 9 says, Isaiah also cries out on behalf of Israel. Though the number of the sons of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant will be saved. The true Israel of God is the remnant of Israel. But in Hamashiach, and they are a remnant because they are in Hamashiach, but in Hamashiach, they are not alone. They are with Gentiles, those of the nations who have come from the cold, who are not sharing in the citizenship of Israel, but through Yeshua HaMashiach, who broke the wall between Israel and the nations, they have come in by believing on Yeshua HaMashiach. So, although, like I believe in Yeshua HaMashiach, I can't claim to be Israel. But I am inside Yeshua HaMashiach with the true Israel. Why? because we are all under the headship of the King of Israel. And I believe personally, and I'm summarizing here, it is important to make those distinctions so that wherever anyone finds themselves at in terms of growth in the things of the Spirit, they don't get confused. If they see everybody as the true Israel of God, then the spirit of replacement theology takes hold of them, and they start going against what we are told in Romans 11, that we should show mercy to all Israel, whether they are inside or outside, because it is through this mercy that the Father will ultimately bring them in. And if I understand that I am in Hamashiach together with those that are Israel, the true Israel, I will always desire to see those of Israel who are outside to be saved according to the oracles of God. And also, those who are from the nations, like maybe those who are my Tswana compatriots, becoming saved also, because it's only in Yeshua HaMashiach where no one anymore has an advantage over another. For then, in him, there is no one that will come and boast that I'm a Jew, or another one in him come and boast that I'm a Tswan, and I will pause there, my brother.
Okay. We are talking about the Israel of the Most High. When we say the Israel of Yahuwah, what do we imply? And that's the question, that is what it says. Who is and what should come to our mind when we speak of the Israel of the Most High? Whom are we talking about? We're talking about that. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Israel of the Most High. Pastor Sam, my perspective with regards to this, I'm looking at Matthew chapter 18, verses 20. It says, where two or three are gathered together in my name. Israel, the chosen one, says, in my name. And that is Christ, says, in my name, Yahusha HaMashiach. There I am in the midst of them. It's the ones who are found in the assembly of the Most High. Those who gather in his name, who are found in the assembly of the Most High. Luke chapter 24, verse 15. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned together, the Yahusha himself, the Messiah, the Christ, it says, Christ himself drew near and went with them, those that walk with Christ. What do you say, Pastor Sam? What comes to mind? Who is the Israel of the Most High?
Yeah, thank you very much for this question. This is a very interesting question. It's been too many answers have been given to that. Mm. And the struggle is that if we do not understand the very notion of that word, and then we might end up by attributing it to something that is not real, something that is not right. I think the best would be, first of all, going back to where the whole thing started. Why the Almighty Father has to decide to change the name of Jacob into Israel. But you see, before that, already, when Abraham was called, the father spoke about a seed, spoke about something that would take place in the future. But then we see Israel just came in between, whereby we see from Abraham we have Isaac, and then we have Jacob and Esau, as we know. And then from there, it's been two nations. And then the two nations or the two people, we see Esau going one side and Jacob going the other side. And then from Jacob, we know the 12 tribes. And then from there, you know, from the 12 tribes were born from Jacob, who happened to become Israel. And we know the meaning of Israel, you know, it's, the one who has struggled with the father, and the father has prevailed, in a way. Now, we know the meaning from there. And other places, we know, we define it as Israel as a prince, as somebody who has been chosen somehow. Then when you take it from there, if you have to consider Israel as from Jacob, we will see that it's going to just be the 12 tribes, and we stop there, because the 12 tribes were born from Jacob, and then they have to grow, and as they grew, they became a nation, and so on and so forth. They became a nation with the different tribes, and it will stop there. But when we come now to the understanding of that, the father was preparing us from the beginning. Remember that I heard Muruti Muraka mention in that as well. When man fell, he was out of the presence of the father, and then the Elohim had to come back in a way to save man. By saving man, he had to make an example of a certain people to the whole world, and that people happened to be the sons of Jacob. But the promise per se was not given to Jacob. Promise was given to the father, Abraham. That's why when you come back now to the whole picture, when you go to the book of Galatians, when you go there, you see even the book of Romans, that Muruti Murak also touched in the book of Romans 9, you see that when we go there, it's now speaking about who is the true Israel. It's not talking about anymore about a nation as somewhere there in the Middle East. It's talking about true Israel. That means what is the picture of that true Israel? Is it about the people, or is it about something else? Now, when you go through Israel itself, you find out that when Christ came, they did not accept him. They did not accept him as their Messiah. For them, they're still waiting until today. They're still waiting for the Messiah to come. But some of the Israel, some of the Israelites, what did they do? They believed in the message. Now, to make the whole story short is, when Paul starts speaking about, because everyone will look at Israel as the only people that the Father could come and save, because they had the promise. The promise was given to them. And then from there, actually, they took the promise from the father, Abraham, because as they were growing, you see, most of the time, they won't speak much about their father, Jacob, but they'll speak about Abraham. They will go as far as Abraham, because they knew that the promise was given to Abraham for his descendant. And we know that if you have to look at the descendant of Abraham, Isaac is in between. No, Isaac is there. And then we have also the descendant of Abraham that we have from Isaac. We have Esau and Jacob. And if you have to look at that, you see, it will become at one point, if you take it from Abraham himself, it will be a bit confusing, because you say, okay, what about the sons of Esau? Where are they? Mm. Are they not part also of the promise or whatever? But you see, when even not all from Esau per se, but you can even go to Abraham himself from Agar. You know, we can even go from Agar and Isaac. We can go today and find out. But we see that now the promise was given in such a way that the one will come, the seed, and we were talking about Christ. That means everything now will be zero in Christ, not outside of Christ. That means for us to speak about the true Israel, we need to look at Christ, first of all. Because Christ now is the one who has come now to put everything in perspective and make everything right. Because otherwise, it should have been everyone who claimed. Like today, when we sit here, you see that in terms of, I mean, Israel, the physical Israel, we have today people are claiming in almost all over the world. People are claiming to be the true Israel. They're claiming to be Israelite. Mm. You have people in Zimbabwe, they say, we have a tribe in Zimbabwe that, or they say they came from Israel. You have a tribe in South Africa, they say we come from... See, everyone can claim somehow based on certain affiliation, based on certain attachment, or based on certain association. But then, for not us to have this, Paul came and said, hey, let not us, in Galatians, let not us have the Jewish here, because those one will say we are the true Israel. Let not have the Jewish here. Let not have the Greek there. Let not have the male there. Let not have the female there. But there is no such a thing that only those who are in Christ, they can be called the true descendant of Abraham. Mm. Now, it come to a place of trying to simplify and also define it in a proper way. By not us getting to a place of being confused, but say, hey, this is the way things are supposed to be. Let's zero in this way. And if one is connected to Christ, he can be called a prince. He can be called a son of the Most High God. Mm. And from there, he has now the DNA of the Father in him. But anybody who did not accept the word is not supposed to be called Israel, because Israel, as we put it that way, you know, Roman is speaking about it. There are people that we can call Israel because they were born from Abraham descent or from Jacob or whoever. You can call them Israel because of that connection of the blood from their lineage. But in essence, even Jesus Christ himself spoke to the Pharisees. He said, if truly you were the sons of Abraham, you're not supposed to stone me or to fight with me, because you're supposed to accept me. But the mere fact that you are not accepting it means that you are not of him. That means he was talking about the spiritual matter. So you are not connected to him. You are connected to your father, who happened to be the devil, or who is a liar from the beginning and so on. But you see here, it's making us look at Israel in a very different way. Not the way we might be sitting here, because everyone can define, as I said, everyone can say, I'm also from Israel, because we have the Ethiopians, they say they are from Israel because they're looking at the king who happened, the queen who happened to be with Solomon. Now, you know, everyone will try to define that, to make everything simple. Say, okay, you can claim to be, but they all... the common denominator you can have, it has to be Christ. If Christ is not in the equation, then you are not Israel. You can be born in Israel. You can be born from parents from Israel. You can even be born from a certain tribe that called the Benjamite or the tribe of Manasseh, whatever tribe. But as long as you haven't believed in Christ, you are not Israel. I mean, you're outside of Israel. And this goes, because today, even when we talk about, I mean, the eschatology, we're talking about the time that you come. It says, the Bible says that, I mean, obviously, Israel will be given a chance, like a grace, in a way, for them to be. But it won't be the whole Israel. The Bible is speaking about a certain number of people who will accept. You see that somehow, somewhere, if people have to stand on Israel as a physical body, then we are missing the point. There to be Israel as a body that is being taken or that is being connected to Christ, and that make sense in a way. And this is something that I believe that, I mean, somehow we need to grow from there. And Paul is speaking about it, and as I mentioned in the book of Romans, he mentioned something. I'm going to just read quickly, maybe, and stop here. It says, however, It is not as though God's word has failed, coming to nothing. For not all who are descendant from Israel, Jacob, are the true Israel. Mm. And they are not all the children of Abraham because they are of, I mean, they are his descendant by blood. But the promise was, your descendant will be named through Isaac, though Abraham had other sons. That's here, that's from the beginning, that is a promise. That is, it is not the children of the body of Abraham's natural descent who are God's children, but it is the children of the promise who are counted as Abraham's true descendant. That's here first, we can stop there. But when you go to the Galatians, then it speaks about a bit of clarity on that by stating that before God, Galatians 3, we go, verse 27. For all who were baptized in Christ into a spiritual union with Christ, the anointed, have clothed yourself with Christ. That is, you have taken of his characteristic and values. There is now no distinction in regard to salvation, neither Jew, Greek, there is neither slave, free, there is neither male or female, or you who believe are all one in Christ Jesus. No one can claim a spiritual superiority. 29. And if you belong to Christ, if you are in him, then you are Abraham's descendant. You see, here now, they are making now all of us. You remember at first when we read in Romans, it says, those who are from Isaac are the ones who are of Abraham's descent. Mm. Descendant, they are the descendant of Abraham, because that was the promise coming that way. But now when you come to Galatians, now Paul is coming and say, hey, listen, it's not just because you are Abraham, because if you did not believe in Christ, you are not the true Abraham descent, because you need to have the DNA of Abraham. That DNA of Abraham, in another way, it's the DNA of Christ. Okay. When you are in Christ, when you are part of Christ, then you can be called a descendant of Abraham. This is just to make it simple, because otherwise, I said, everyone can claim to be a descendant of Abraham, and everyone can claim to be Israel, and that will confuse as many people as it can. Thank you.
I hear you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, I'm talking to Muruti Karabo Mraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
All right. Let's hear some of our guests. Because I realize we've already spent an hour. Let's hear some of our guests as to what they say. Let's start with God's girl, Julia Mamaria Sefako.
Good evening, Brother Ray. I greet you along with your listeners in the most beautiful name, the name of our Lord, the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Ray, thank you so much for the topic, which says Israel of Yahuwah. I know for many of us, when we see this topic, we immediately get tempted to exclude ourselves because we don't identify with
the name Israel, especially if it's packaged as a country. However, Ray, I would like us to just go into scripture and understand that Israel is not just a country and where the name actually originates. Let's start with Genesis 12. It is the promise that Yahuwah made to Abraham. I will read from verse 1 to verse 3. It reads, "Now Yahuwah said to Abraham, leave it all behind, your native land, your people, your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you. Follow me. I will make you into a great nation. I will exceedingly bless and prosper you. I will make you famous, so that you will be tremendous source of blessings for others. I will bless all who bless you and curse all who curse you. And through all the families of the earth, through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Mm. Verse 4 says, "So Abraham obeyed Yahuwah and left, and Lot went with him." Brother Ray, here is the full package of the whole concept of Israel of Yahuwah. So Abraham is our forefather as believers, one who received this promise directly from Yahuwah, who never lies, who's always faithful. He says, through him all nations will be blessed. That's the ultimate blessing. Being blessed in this way means the blessing of salvation, the blessing of being accepted into relationship with Yahuwah on a permanent basis. Yeah. A blessing whereby the sin that would tend to separate us from Yahuwah is broken and is dealt with once and foremost. Mm. Genesis 35, verse 10, we are now dealing with the aspect of Israel. Israel, let's not just immediately think of it as a country. This verse in Genesis 35, verse 10 shows us that Israel is originally the name of a person. So there is a man called Jacob who was a twin brother to Esau. And in verse 10 of Genesis 35, the Bible records, God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel." So he named him Israel. Therefore, as believers, let's just not think of Israel as a country. Yes, it is a country, of course. But let's think deeper than that. It is a country named after Jacob, who is a grandchild of the man we just read about in Genesis 12, who is Abraham. Because Abraham had a son called Isaac, and Isaac had the twins, Jacob and Esau. But it was Jacob who got to get the blessing. Let's forget the manipulation part, but he got to get the blessing. Therefore, because he got to get the blessing, he therefore had to be changed his name from Jacob to Israel. And he's got 12 sons, whom are the tribes of Israel, but that's not what we're talking about today. I would like us to pay attention to the lineage of Jesus Christ in Matthew 1. I won't read all of it because there's many names listed there, but I would like us to pay attention to the name Abraham and to the name Jacob, because therefore it confirms what the promise in Genesis 12 was referring to, because the promise says, through you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. That blessing, I said earlier, is salvation. Salvation is exactly Jesus Christ. So from this lineage of Abraham and Jacob, who is Israel, we find Jesus Christ. And in Revelation 5, it now says that what the blessing is, and now the honor that he deserves. I think we should read because it's very important. I'm going to start from verse 8 in Revelation 5 so that we understand this blessing that I am referring to. It says, "Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb." The Lamb is Jesus Christ. "Each had a harp, a golden bowl of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seal, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. So that's the blessing. Redeemed us, the sinful people, people who did not actually deserve the graces of God. But by this blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks better things than the accusation of the devil, we are redeemed, washed, cleansed, and united into relationship with our Father God. And that's the blessing that was promised to Abraham, fulfilled in the scripture. It further says, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth, and that's the blessing. So I just want us to understand that the Israel of Yahuwah is basically us walking in the full manifest of that promise that was promised to Abraham. So let us relate to Israel. Let us relate to Israel as a country. In Psalms, I forgot which psalm, it says we should pray for Israel as a country. And let us educate ourselves, or at least create a pattern of adding that item into our prayers. Pray for Israel, the peace of Israel. The Bible says they will prosper, they will be blessed, they who pray for Israel, the country. But also, I think what we are taking from today is that Israel is also Jacob. It's where Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, comes from. The one who redeemed us permanently, perfectly, from the accusations of sin, where we would have been separated, where we would have deserved eternal judgment, and yet we are redeemed, and we're gonna rule with him. It says we're gonna be kings, priests. So we're gonna join in with him, rule with him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, Brother Ray, in Jesus' name.
Amen, Julia Maria. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, send us your WhatsApps. Tell us how you feel about this. When we talk of the Israel of the Elohim of Yahuwah, what are we referring to, and who is it?
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.